Theoretical recap. CSS Grid is a two-dimensional layout system that lets you control both columns and rows simultaneously, a fundamental shift from Flexbox, which operates along a single axis. The core mental model: you define a grid container with display, grid, then describe its structure using grid template columns and grid template rows. Child elements, grid items, are automatically placed into the resulting cells, or you can position them explicitly using grid column and grid row properties. Key definitions to keep in mind: a track is a single row or column, a cell is the intersection of one row track and one column track, a grid area is any rectangular region spanning one or more cells. The FR unit, fractional unit, is essential. It distributes available space proportionally. For example, grid template columns, 1FR 1FR creates two equal width columns that share all available space. Common mistakes at this stage: forgetting that grid template rows is optional if you only need auto-sized rows, confusing grid line numbers, they start at 1, not 0, and applying grid properties to the items instead of the container. A minimal working example: CSS.container. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 1FR 1FR. Grid template rows, auto auto auto. Gap, 16px. This creates a two-column, three-row grid with uniform gutters. Each direct child fills one cell in document order. Keep this mental model clear before you begin the workshop. Workshop brief. You have now studied the philosophy and core terminology of CSS Grid. This workshop is your first hands-on encounter with it. You will build a structured, clean layout using a basic two-column, three-row grid from scratch. The goal is not to produce something visually elaborate, but to demonstrate that you can correctly define a grid container, control its tracks, place items intentionally, and apply spacing, the exact foundation you will rely on for every more complex grid layout to come in this course. Your task is to create a complete HTML page containing a grid container with exactly 6 child elements, laid out in 2 equal columns and 3 rows. The two columns must share available width equally using the FR unit. Each of the 3 rows must have a defined minimum height of at least 120px. You may use min-max or a fixed value, your choice, but be ready to justify it. A consistent gap must be applied between all cells. Each cell must be visually distinct. Give each one a different background color and display a label inside it, for example, cell 1, cell 2, etc., centered both horizontally and vertically. You are free to use any centering technique you have already learned, including Flexbox applied to individual cells. That is a valid and realistic combination. Beyond simply making the layout work, you are expected to go one step further: manually place at least one grid item using explicit grid column or grid row properties so that it spans across both columns or occupies a specific position that differs from the default auto placement order. This forces you to understand the difference between implicit and explicit placement and to interact directly with grid line numbers. Pay attention to the following details as you work. Your HTML must be valid and semantic. Use appropriate tags for the container and items. Your CSS must be written in a separate style sheet linked to the HTML file. You must not use any CSS framework, no Bootstrap, no Tailwind. The layout must be stable and not break when the browser window is resized to widths between 320px and 1200px. No full responsiveness is required yet, but the grid should not overflow or collapse in a broken way at common viewport sizes. Once your base layout is functional, take a few minutes to experiment. What happens if you add a 7th child element? What happens if you remove grid template rows entirely? Observe the browser's behavior and note your findings directly in a comment block at the top of your CSS file. This reflection is part of your submission and will be evaluated. You are allowed and encouraged to consult all previous lessons in this chapter, the MDN Web Docs, CSS Tricks Grid Guides, or any other online resource you find useful. You may work alone or ask for help from peers or online communities. What matters is that the code you submit is your own and that you can explain every line of it. Do not copy-paste entire solutions from tutorials without understanding them. The workshop is also an assessment of your ability to reason about layout decisions. Allocate approximately 2 hours to complete this workshop. This is sufficient time to build the layout carefully, test it in your browser, write your CSS comments, and review your work before submission. Do not wait until the last moment. Submit your solution before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be accepted. Your deliverable is a zip archive containing your HTML file, your CSS file, and optionally a short README, plain text, or markdown, describing any choices you made or difficulties you encountered.